Good day, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Thursday, June 16. Coming up, tourism enterprises to get more financial support. Government encourages private sector investment in unoccupied buildings in Kingston. And Jamaica received 200 health missions last year. The details after this message.
The Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. Check your premises weekly for any containers that can hold water. Get rid of old tiles, punch holes in tins before disposing, and cover large drums, barrels, and tanks holding water. Protect yourself from Zigbee. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. The Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, and the Export-Import Exim Bank of Jamaica are finalizing a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to allow small and microtourism enterprise SMTE operators access to increased banking support. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett made the announcement during his contribution to the 2016-17 sectoral debate in Parliament recently.
We will be repositioning the business model of the Tourism Enhancement Fund to respond effectively to the demands of our aggressive growing strategy. Mr. Speaker, we'll be promoting investments at all levels.
Under the agreement, persons will be able to access up to $25 million at a 5% interest rate over 5 years. Additionally, Mr. Bartlett says the TEF is in dialogue with the Jamaica National Building Society to develop a national community tourism revolving loan scheme. Under this arrangement, community tourism entities will be able to access up to $2 million at 3% interest for up to 5 years. A MOU is to be signed for the scheme in the coming weeks. The government is to provide incentives and implement regulatory frameworks to encourage the private sector to invest in unoccupied buildings in Kingston. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the move is part of efforts to spur economic growth.
It is critical that government nudges the private sector, supports them, and put in place whatever regulatory and incentive framework necessary to get those buildings back on the real estate market for commercial use.
Mr. Holness was speaking at the official dedication ceremony of the new Justice Complex Wednesday. In the meantime, the Prime Minister says the government will provide additional resources to improve the justice system and boost efficiency. The new Justice Complex, located at 61 Constant Spring Road in Kingston, will house all units and divisions of the Ministry of Justice, including those located in downtown Kingston. The Jamaica Tourist Board will partner with local event promoters to increase the number of music and entertainment festivals staged in the island throughout the year. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says plans are advanced to create a network of events and promoters, as well as government-led sponsorship packages to achieve this objective.
But in building out the entertainment product, we are going to have a series of musical festivals throughout the year that will be marketed by the Jamaica Tourist Board to bring more visitors into Jamaica. We will be fashioning our own sponsorship in relation to those entertainment products that are going to be part of the network.
The tourism minister says special focus will be placed on ensuring that local artists and musicians are given pride of place at the festivals. He was speaking at the launch of Reggae Sumfest on Wednesday. And Jamaica has received 200 health missions over the last year, contributing over $3 billion in pharmaceutical supplies and equipment to the public health sector. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton made the disclosure while addressing the Diaspora Northeast United States Regional Conference in New York recently. Dr. Tufton has expressed gratitude to members of the diaspora, pointing out that the government and the Ministry of Health welcomes all partnerships for the delivery of quality health care to Jamaica.
3 billion Jamaican in a 52 billion budget is not anything to sneeze on. My view is that we could double that. When I assess what is being done and what can be done, I think we could double that. How we can make it easier for these missions to come and to deliver these services.
The health minister lauds the contribution of charitable organizations' admissions to the health sector, which have helped to save the government millions of dollars in expenditure annually. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.